Mother, bring me into the world.
A child who can speak from the inside of his mother can bring himself into the world.
My name is Kiriku. Mother, wash me.
A child who can bring himself into the world can wash himself. Don't waste the water. Karaba the sorceress has dried up our spring.
Mother, where's my father?
He went to fight against Karaba the sorceress, and she ate him up.
Mother, where are my father's brothers?
They went to fight against Karaba the sorceress, and she ate them all up.
Mother, where are my mother's brothers?
They all went to fight against Karaba the sorceress, and she ate them all up, except for the youngest one.
Where is he?
On the road where the flame trees grow, on his way to fight Karaba the sorceress.
He is? Then I'd better go and help him. Good morning, Uncle. I'm Kiriku, your nephew.
You aren't my nephew. I just left my sister and her baby wasn't born yet.
He is now. It's me. I've come to help you fight Karaba the sorceress.
Stop talking nonsense. You can't come with me. So run along now. You heard me. Off you go. He's obedient at least. Where does this child who runs so fast come from?
We should not fight sorcerers or sorceresses. We have just lost the last of our warriors. When I was young... That was a forest spirit. My head is gone for good.
Oh? What's this? A hat? This should make me look more imposing. Am I also headed for my death, like my brothers?
Don't be frightened, Uncle. Kiriku is here.
Huh? But where are you?
Here I am.
Oh, get down.
Oh, just a little longer. It's so nice up here. I can see for miles through the little holes.
You can't come along. What's going to happen is not for children. My life is going to be at stake, and you will be in the way.
Too late now.
Noble mistress! A man is coming this way!
Tremble with joy! Tremble with fear! For here comes Karaba! Tremble with joy! Tremble with fear! For here is Karaba!
What do you want, man?
To know your price for sparing our village, for bringing water back to our spring, for not killing all our people.
How dare you complain? There's a water hole not far from here, and your women still have jewelry hidden away in their huts, and you are still alive.
What's that behind you, Uncle? No, Uncle, on your left. Great.
Your hat has magical powers?
Yes?
Why does it call you uncle?
The hat is very polite.
Give it to me.
No, I won't.
Good for you.
If you give me that hat this instant, I will leave your village alone.
Hey, you wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Just think it through. In return for your hat, you will be the warrior who brought peace, the hero of your village.
You know what, Uncle? Do what she tells you.
Are you sure?
Yes, but be careful.
I'm waiting.
I accept your offer. as long as you call off your fetishes. First, I'll put my hat on the ground, and you must promise not to pick it up until I'm far away from here.
I agree. Fetch it. Go on, follow it.
Fetishes, are they after us?
No, I just wanted you to carry me. This is my first day out and I'm feeling a little tired.
Cheeky, aren't you?
Tell me, why is Karaba the sorcerer so mean?
Does there have to be a reason?
Yes.
Go! Go!
Been punished. He'll never return.
Here he is. Oh, it's him. He has come back safely.
He's not been eating our bear.
Our brave warrior has returned.
He's alive.
That is wonderful. What a great warrior.
He's
the son of them all.
What a beautiful hat.
Hey, but that's my hat you have on.
Oh, well, I found it out there on the road.
Who is he?
He's Kiriku.
My nephew. So he says.
My son.
So soon?
He's really small.
Maybe, but I'm higher than you.
Oh.
Well, the main thing is that I've got my hat back again.
Give us the hat back. Give us the hat back.
Hurry, give it back or we do. What is going to happen when Karaba the sorcerer realizes that the hat isn't magic at all?
Let's hope that she returns it.
Do you know why Karaba the sorcerer is mean and evil?
There is nothing I don't know.
Tell me then.
Because she's a sorceress.
Well then, tell me why she's a sorceress.
Oh, stop bothering me. You are too young to understand. Besides, one must not ask questions about a sorceress.
The fetishes!
The magic hat is not magic. The women must bring all of their gold to the great Karaba. All their gold! Woo to whoever keeps even a single nugget.
But we've given her almost all we have.
Woo to whoever keeps even a single nugget.
What shall we do?
Obey and hope that she forgets the foolishness of Sam.
Mother, I want to go with you when you go to see Karaba the sorceress.
You are already like the man. You want to see Karaba the sorceress.
Noble mistress! The wretched women of the village are coming with their gold.
Temple with joy, temple with fear, for here comes Karaba. Temple with joy, temple with fear, for here is Karaba.
Oh, Karaba, he has all our gold. Be merciful to us.
Woe to anyone who keeps a single nugget.
sorceress. Why are you mean and evil? Why are you mean and evil?
Why? You're the voice in the hat, aren't you?
I'm Kiriku, and I know what I want. And I want to know why you're mean and evil.
Hold your tongue, you little toad. Why, I could swallow you whole if I wanted. But you're much too small to waste my time on. I'll wait until you are a little bigger and you have more flesh on you. And now go away!
Your son brings us disgrace.
You've brought him up badly.
Kiriku will bring misfortune to our village.
Misfortune has always been the lot of our village. And Kiriku did save his uncle's life.
But that is ridiculous. Kiriku is too small to save anybody.
Watch out!
Yeah.
Well, I hope, but none of the women cheated.
Has dried up, and the water hole is too far. Over there is the cursed spring. You can live without gold, but not without water. You cannot live without those you love, and Karaba is slowly taking away all of our men. And our village is dying.
Did all the men fight Karaba the sorceress?
Oh no, but those who didn't, she ate as well. Karaba the sorceress is very angry with us. And I'm afraid she may try to steal our children.
In that case, I'll stay and watch them.
Very well.
That's not riding horses.
Oh, yes. Yes. It looks like fun.
We don't want to play with you.
Go away. You're too small to play with us.
But why?
I said no. Go away.
Let's go for a ride.
No!
What's wrong with you?
No, you mustn't get on. It's the sorceress.
You don't know anything. It's not the sorceress, it's the bull.
It's not going to eat us.
Don't get on.
Mind your own business, you little worm.
Before it's too late!
Oh! Yes!
Help us! Please help us!
It is Karaba's boat! Oh no! It is the end of them! Huh?
Swim to the shore, then we'll be safe.
Kirikou's small in size, but he's very wise.
What's going on? Why hasn't my boat come back?
It has, noble mistress. I can see it. It is at the bottom of the water.
Where are the children?
They are on the shore of the waterhole. And they are cheering the child Kirikou.
Kirikou.
Kirikou, small in size.
But he's very wise. But he's very wise.
Kirikou is tiny, but he is mighty.
Kirikou is tiny, but he is mighty.
Kirikou is wise. You must listen to him if you don't want to be eaten by the sorcerers.
I think it would be wise to go back to the village.
Oh, what a pretty tree.
We've never seen one like it.
Then stay away from it.
Ah, no, you're not going to start again.
This time it does not belong to the sorcerers.
It's just a tree that grows in the ground.
Don't climb that tree. Don't eat the fruit.
We've had enough of you.
Who do you think you are?
You're not our tree.
We like climbing trees.
As long as we don't eat the fruit, there's no danger.
No!
It's nice up here.
Climb up, Kirikou.
We cannot. He's too small.
Come down! To do it alone. Shake the branches. Shake really hard. Harder, harder. Hurry. We're almost at the sorceress.
Tell me, is the tree coming?
No. Yes, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? But where are the children?
They are in the woods, cheering the child Kirikou.
Kirikou.
Kirikou is tiny, but he is mighty, but he is mighty.
Kirikou is so brave, thanks to him we're saved.
Kirikou is so brave. And to him we say,
and to him we say. Here's the water, Mother.
Thank you, Kirikou.
The water hole is too far away. I'm going to see what I can do about the cursed spring. The children made up a song about me.
Yes, I heard it.
As a matter of fact, I saved them twice.
Where are the children?
In the village, with their mothers.
Then I can't do anything.
That song is stupid.
I've never seen a boy so small.
Yes, I didn't even spot him. Where is the child, Kirikou?
He is going to the cursed spring.
Ah, no one will ever succeed in discovering the secret of the spring. But if by misfortune someone does discover it, he'll pay for it by drowning.
Stop right there. You are going to the cursed spring.
Yes.
But it's forbidden. Do you hear me?
I want to see.
There is nothing to see.
You're right. I can't see a thing.
Didn't I tell you? And there's nothing to hear either.
There is.
Don't you answer back, you rascal. Come on, go away right now. Go on. You hear? Go on. That boy is ill-mannered. He needs someone to teach him good manners.
Ouch! Noise is not far away. It's coming from over there. Of water, but that monster drinks it all. I've got to tell my uncle to kill him. Then our village will have water again. Yes, but how can my uncle get through this hole? Nobody can get into this cave except me. I'm going to have to kill the monster. That's disgusting. And besides, I'm too small to kill anything. Whatever I did to the giant would feel like a mosquito bite. Maybe I'll think of something once I'm outside.
You again! Keep away from the fire! Go away! You're annoying me! What?
Ouch!
You thief! Get back here! Give me my poker bag, you hear? We have water again! The water has come back! The spring is alive again! Water! The water is flowing! The water is flowing! The spring has come back!
That's impossible!
The water is here! The water is here!
Flash! Water's back!
Water's here! Water!
Where's Kiriku?
My poor friend. You've got to show courage now. He went in there and drowned.
See, I told you, didn't I?
Kiriku!
Is he dead?
Yes, he has drowned.
Kiriku is so brave. Thanks to him we're saved. Thanks to him we're saved.
Kiriku is my friend. My friend to the end. Kiriku is my friend. My friend to the end.
Kiriku's very bold, with a heart of gold.
Kiriku's very small, he's part of us all.
Kiriku, small in size, but he's very wise.
Kiriku, small in size, but he's very wise. Kiriku is so brave, thanks to him we're saved. Kiriku to the end is a little friend. Kiriku is...
What is that noise?
It's the villagers. They are dancing in the spring water.
What? The spring water? The spring is flowing?
That's right, noble mistress.
And Kiriku, has he drowned?
I don't think so. He's splashing his little friends.
Kiriku, lie down and rest a bit.
All right. Mother, why is Karaba the sorceress so nasty and mean?
I don't know, but she's not the only one.
That's right. I saved the children twice, and they're still not very nice to me.
Yes, I know. There'll always be people who'll do you harm, though you've done them no harm. That's the way it is. As water can drown you and fire burn you.
Good. Now I know. You have to be prepared. But still, she is a lot more evil than the others.
Or she has much more power. Only the wise man of the mountain knows the answer to your questions.
Who is he?
Your grandfather.
Where does he live?
Beyond the sorceresses, on the other side of the forbidden mountain.
Can I go there and see him?
No.
But why?
Karaba lets no one go over there.
But why?
The wise man of the mountain explains things as they are. While the sorceress needs us to believe all sorts of nonsense. Nobody can go over to the mountain.
But if I take the long way round, she won't see me.
The lookout fetish is watching you all the time. and he can spot an ant from the far end of the savannah.
I could go at night then.
The lookout fetish doesn't need light to see.
I wish I were a grown-up.
None of the grown-ups succeeded.
Had an idea. Would you help?
I will.
Noble mistress, the mother of Kiriku has just left her hut.
With Kiriku?
Without Kiriku.
Then why are you bothering me?
She's coming this way.
What does she want?
She seems to be looking for something on the ground.
Don't take your eyes off her.
She's bending down. She's picking a plant.
She's gathering herbs to make soup.
The way to the wise men of the mountain is at the end of the rocky canyon, through a big red termite mound.
How can I get inside the mound?
It will open by itself if you are worthy of being admitted.
Mother, do you think I'm worthy of being admitted?
Yes, I know you are. We are coming to the end of the bushes. Beyond here, the presence of the sorceress prevents all plants from growing. Here is a barrow. It should do well.
Good.
Here is the dagger of your father.
Thank you, Mother. Goodbye, Mother.
Good luck, Kiriku.
I hope I won't be needing this dagger for anything. Huh? Down or up? Down. I'm still too close to the sorceress. Where's this path taking me? Ah, I should have gone up.
We must get rid of Kiriku as soon as possible. Can you see him?
No, I can't, noble mistress. He hasn't left his hut.
Don't take your eyes off that hut. Killer fetishes, be ready for action.
It's scary. And it's funny. If she only knew. This barrow stops here. It's normal. It's too hard. I'm not getting anywhere. I can't go any further. I'm so exhausted. I think I'd better take a little nap. I can dig all the way to the mountain. La 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 la! What's this? It's horrible. Bones and blood. Where am I? Oh, what a stink! I can't breathe! I'll suffocate! I can't stand it. I have to get out of here. All right, I'm going. I'm completely lost. I don't know which way I came from. I don't know which way my grandfather is. And I don't know the way out. It scares my friends away. Now then, next I have to get out of this hiding place and move to the other side of the mountain without the lookout fetish seeing me. That's impossible. But up to now I've always found a solution. So let me think it over. If I take one step away from this tree, the fetish is bound to see me. But if he doesn't know it's me, that would be fine. That means I have to disguise myself. As what? As a squirrel? No, I can't. You again. Well, I can always try. Goodbye, my friends. Well, here I go. 1, 2, 3. I must look so stupid. Nobody's going to believe I'm a bird.
Not out here to look at birds. Stay on the lookout for Kirikou.
Yes, mistress.
Has he left his hut yet?
No, noble mistress. He hasn't moved. He's still inside.
Just keep watching you here. And don't let anything distract you.
I'm too heavy. That's it. They can't see us anymore. I'm saved! Ha ha! I'm getting there. I'll tie this to my back. Now I've got to walk and walk until I reach the big termite mound. But I'm free! And I'm safe! That was stupid of me to strap the dagger to my back. It seems like he can see through the rocks. Giving me away. No use hiding. He smelled me. That silly animal can't see that I can run faster than him. Not for long, though. I'll be too tired soon. But for now, I'm faster than he is. So, let's go. You can't fight me from up here. I won't let go. I didn't let go. Looks like you have sensitive ears. I think I've just figured out a very nice way of exploring the mountain. La 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 la. big termite mound. I hope it opens. I hope it opens. It's normal. I can't enter the big termite mound with this animal. I have to go in alone. One, two, three. Hope it opens. But it doesn't go anywhere, and I can't get out. Is this a trap? This time I'm not going to be taken by surprise.
Kiriku.
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 Hello, Grandfather.
Hello, Kiriku. I've been wanting to see you for so long.
So have I. I was afraid the termite mound wouldn't open.
So tell me, what would you have done if it hadn't opened?
I would have dug a hole and managed to get in somehow. I had what I needed. It's my father's dagger.
I know. It was I who gave it to your father.
Grandfather, I'm so small and I'd like to be big.
And once you are all grown, will you want to be small again? Today, because you are tiny, you have been able to enter places where no one else could. Be grateful. And when you are grown, never forget to be happy that you are grown.
But can you make me all grown up right now?
No.
Then there are things you don't know.
Yes, there are many things I don't know.
Grandfather, how did Karaba the sorceress manage to put the monster inside the spring?
She didn't put him in there. He got in all by himself. He was small as well and very thirsty. Over the years, he grew bigger and bigger and thirstier and thirstier.
That's all?
Yes.
Grandfather, why does Karaba the sorceress eat all the men?
She doesn't eat people.
She doesn't?
That's what the villagers believe. Karaba let them go on believing it. The more frightened people are, the more powerful she is. She has never even thought of eating a human being. She prefers tasty yams in a nice spicy sauce, just as you and I.
So then she didn't take our water supply away? She's never eaten anyone? She prefers eating yams? Soon you'll tell me she's innocent and she loves everybody.
No, she does not like children. She despises women and she hates all men. She wants to do them as much harm as possible.
I see. But why?
Because she is in pain. She suffers day and night. It never stops.
But why?
Somebody drove a poisonous thorn deep into Karaba's spine. And she's been in terrible pain ever since.
But why?
It is very good to be curious and ask why all the time. But every why takes us further and further back. Soon we'll be talking about the creation of the world. And even beyond that, knowing you. There's nothing wrong with it. But you'll never have time to talk about the reason you came here, the sorceress.
You're right. For the time being, I'll only ask you about the sorceress. But Grandfather, if this poison thorn causes her so much pain, why doesn't she take it out?
Turn around, Kiriko. Now, just try to touch the tip of my finger.
It's not easy.
And the thorn is deep inside, so deeply embedded in a spine that it will have to be pulled out with one's teeth.
Why doesn't she ask a friend to pull it out?
She has no friends. But if she even thought that someone knew the secret of her thorn and wanted to remove it, she would kill him.
But why?
Because if her thorn was pulled out, she would suffer at that moment the most terrible pain that anyone could imagine. She has already had a taste of the terrible pain when some man seized her and another man drove in the thorn. She would not go through that again for anything in the world. There is another reason. It is the same thorn that gives Garaba the sorceress her magic powers. If it were removed, she would lose all her power as a sorceress.
Is that why she stays in one place and never shows her back?
Yes.
I shall pull the thorn off the back of Garaba the sorceress, or I shall die.
Aye.
Grandfather, may I please go on your lap? You know, sometimes I get tired of fighting on my own, with no one's help. I feel a little small and a little frightened too. Grandfather?
What is it, my child?
Will you give me a talisman to protect me from the sorceress?
No. Your strength is in having no talisman. The sorceress knows all about them and uses them against people while they imagine they are protected and act carelessly. Whereas she is lost when faced with pure innocence, total truth, and intelligence. Always alert and free. Kereku, I am with you.
Farewell, Grandfather.
Goodbye, my son.
Noble Mistress! The child Kiriku is coming!
Good.
Killer fetishist, get ready to attack. Make sure he doesn't get through to the Forbidden Mountain.
But that's where he's coming from, Mistress.
What?
He's on the side of the Forbidden Mountain.
How did he get there? How did you manage to let him get there? Run to him now and get rid of him for good!
I've lost sight of Kiriku.
You up there! Guide them.
My noble mistress, I don't see him anymore.
What?
The child Kiriku has disappeared.
As long as Karava stays where she is, surrounded by her fetishes, I can't do anything. I've got to get her out of her hut. At last, I'm going to see what is in this hut, where no one else has ever been. No, she has her back to me. She can't see me. But there's nothing here. I see. It must be her jewelry basket. I'm going to rub the jewels from under their noses. They won't even know they're gone.
What was that? A rat? My jewels! It's impossible! And these fetishes are useless! A hole in the ground, and these stupid fetishes are too big to get in there! Serpent! Go down there, find the thief,
and kill him.
Oh, I haven't foreseen this. Impossible to run. Oh no, he's catching up.
Idiot! You have been fooled! I'm surrounded by a bunch of useless twits! I should be doing the job myself! And you up there! I suppose you cannot see Kiriku!
No, noble mistress.
No one but Kiriku could have dared such a sacrilegious crime. As soon as he comes out, he is doomed.
The child Kiriku is coming out! With gold necklaces around his neck.
Wow.
He heads for the forest. He stops under the breadfruit tree. He digs a hole in the ground. He puts the jewels in it. Off he goes.
Good. Here I come. First, I will get my jewels back. And then I will take care of this Kiriku. The game with the fetishes is over. Give me my poisoned spear. Very soon, this little animal will be dealt with. And we will not hear of him ever again.
No more pain. How strange. Not to feel any suffering anymore. I am free. The sorceress and her powers are no more. So be it. I am myself again. Kiriku, you have saved me. Thank you. How can I prove my gratitude to you?
Marry me.
Kiriku, a small child, cannot simply marry a grown-up. You have to wait a little.
I don't want to wait. Will you marry my uncle?
I will not marry anyone. Sorceress or not, one thing is for sure. I will not be anyone's servant.
If you were my wife, you would never be my servant.
That's what all men say before they get married.
But I'm not like all men.
It's true, little Kiriku. One day, you will say all these things to a pretty little girl.
I don't like little girls.
To a young girl, and she'll be the lucky one.
Would you like to put your lips on mine?
Why, yes, if you wish.
Mm.
You see, you haven't lost all your powers. People in the village won't believe their eyes.
Let's not go back there right away.
No. It's so sweet.
Little Kiriku should have been back a long time ago.
Little Kiriku will never come back now.
Now that you are a man, you cannot return to the village as you are. I shall adorn your body.
Hurry! I'm impatient. I can't wait. What will they say?
Kiriku is gone.
We'll never see Kiriku again.
He gave his life for us.
Yeah, he saved us so many times. And we never once thanked him.
We never said thank you, little Kiriku. Thank you. And we never told him, Kiriku, we all love you.
That's my village. It looks so small all of a sudden. But I'm so happy to be back home. They haven't seen us yet. My heart is pounding. You'll see. We know how to rejoice and celebrate in my village.
The sorceress!
This is sorceress!
And she's with the sorcerer!
Don't be afraid! Come back! Karaba is no longer a sorceress, and I am Kiriku!
What?
Don't make fun of the child we loved.
I've grown up, but I'm still Kiriku.
We don't believe your words. Go away.
Will you turn away your Kiriku?
What do you think, Uncle?
This man is not my nephew.
Uncle, big or small, you've never recognized me.
Go away.
Go away.
Go away.
Go away.
Mother.
You've become a handsome man. My son.
That's amazing. It is Kiriku.
It's incredible. Look closely. You can see the resemblance. He's so beautiful.
Yes, but he's with a sorceress.
I could have told you that.
It's true. He's always been a kind of a sorcerer.
Be careful.
Yes, we'll take you back, but not the sorceress.
Karaba is not a sorceress anymore, and I can't live without her.
Well, then go and live with her somewhere else.
I told you the truth when I said I was Kiriku. I'm telling you the truth when I say Karaba is no longer a sorceress.
What about all the harm she's already done?
If she's lost all her powers, all the better.
We will kill her!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Death to the sorceress!
Death to the sorceress!
Death
to the sorceress!
Kill her!
Kill her!
Kill her! Kill her!
Kill
her! Kill her! Kill her!
No! She's eaten nobody!
Kiriku is not lying, and we must learn to forgive. Karaba did not eat those men. She transformed them into objects, into obedient objects. But Kiriku has delivered Karaba from her suffering and liberated the men from their enchantment. Here they are.
We are the brothers, we are the brothers, we are the alpha, we never stop coming, and it comes.